from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon and welcome to our coverage of the coronavirus emergency. I am Michelle Marquis here in the KSRO studio. Right now, our current case number of confirmed coronavirus cases is 300. There are, of those, 130 are active. 137 have recovered. We have had three deaths so far and conducted 8,731 tests. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you. What a beautiful afternoon it's turned out to be. I hope everybody can get out there and be safe, but get a little exercise. How are you? Everybody's doing well?
Yeah. It's up and down, that sort of thing. But we do have some new orders, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about those, the new guidelines. And they just went into effect yesterday on Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about how these expand activities and sort of loosen things up a little bit in Sonoma County?
Well, I think we are all breathing a little more deeply as our economy is starting to open up further, but we must be safe doing it. So we, once again, are aligning ourselves with the governor's orders, and the governor has said, okay, it's time to start reopening some of those businesses softly. Let's talk about bookstores and shoe stores and sporting goods stores and florists and any number of different retail establishments. Let's open it up. Let's have you order online, and let's really facilitate curbside pickup safely. So it's our Economic Development Board has been working with a number of the retail businesses in Sonoma County to help them understand how to become a little bit more user-friendly for online ordering, moving some of their inventory, setting up websites, moving some of their inventory online so that it is easier to order online. And we probably will be in this for a while until we meet the next criteria established by the governor. And that criteria really speaks to what you talked about previously, the number of COVID cases we have in our community, especially the number of new COVID that might be diagnosed and reported each day. We hope to see that declining number to meet that certain level. The amount of testing that we are successful in implementing throughout the county, and we are working on that. We're close to meeting that criteria. Housing, 15% of our homeless is another criteria that we're working on. So we're close to meeting the governor's guidelines and criteria to open up even further so that we can facilitate and make it as safe as possible for people to enter into those retail establishments so they're not just picking up at the curbside. But the order also spoke to manufacturing that we have in Sonoma County, especially manufacturing that is really providing goods and services to those essential businesses. I know I worked with someone to open up a beverage store, essentially, that provided supplies for craft breweries and cheese making. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of businesses that do supply essential services. I'm excited. We're all breathing a sigh of relief that we can at least support some of our smaller businesses that we wanted to support for the last 6 or 7 weeks. And it's the first step. And it's something to cheer about so that we can get out and out of our shelter in place just a little bit to support those local businesses.
Yeah, so important. And I'm sure that they are so excited to start to have business again. What kinds of things is the county doing to help those businesses prepare and get ready to take on these new loosened orders?
Well, it's a perfect question to ask. We're doing a couple of things. Our Economic Development Board has been a whirlwind of activity the last 2 weeks, working with business leaders and business sector leaders from across the county developing mitigation strategies and best management practices so that they can open safely, even through the curbside pickups and beyond, and to ensure that their employees are safe and healthy entering into the businesses. You may have read that the county has been instrumental in working with IBM on an app that you can download to your cell phone shortly that would give you an employee and employer checklist for safety and health.
That's great.
One of it is, of course, check. Have you taken your temperature? Do you have a fever? Do you have a low-grade fever? Do you have these symptoms? Have you been exposed? Have you visited someone with COVID? And so that's the checklist so that our employees can feel safe and our customers can feel safe that our businesses are taking the actions necessary to ensure the safety of everybody coming in. But our restaurants and wine tasting also are busy developing practices. They're anxious to reopen, and some of our cities are talking about closing down streets and inviting restaurants to put their outdoor tables on the streets so that we can have a few people wandering around by appointment only, probably, and sit down and have a meal. So Sonoma County is known to be a hub of innovation and creativity. And guess what? We're doing it again.
Yeah. It's very exciting. And finally, before I let you go, I do want to ask you a little bit about testing. How is testing going this week?
It's going very well. We had the drive-through testing at the public health lab that was only for healthcare workers. Well, we've opened it up to a lot of other priority folks throughout the county, folks over 65, folks with underlying health conditions, our IHSS care providers, any kind of essential business employees. If you want to feel comfortable, go and you can call the number of 707-565-4667, I believe, to set up an appointment. But the state has also contracted with a private company to set up testing sites, and we've arranged to have those testing sites be at the auditorium, the center of the high school, and on the Santa Rosa Junior College campus in Petaluma. And again, there's a phone number. You can access the phone number on socoemergency.org to call up for appointments, and they will accommodate anyone in the community. If you want to know if you have active COVID, please sign up. Go have your test. And it is often people think, well, I just want to feel safe. I just want to know if I have a low-grade or asymptomatic response to COVID. Mm-hmm. It's not an antibody test. We don't have it yet. It will be coming soon in a couple of weeks. And then we'll be able to do some testing in the community, determine how widespread COVID has been.
Right.
Even for those folks who may have been asymptomatic.
Right. Those antibody tests are definitely going to give us a better idea, a picture of what's happening. Well, we appreciate your time, and thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend.
And be safe. Continue to shelter in place. Wear your facial coverings, especially if you go into a grocery store. Mm-hmm. But enjoy the outdoors because it's going to be, we may have some rain, but it's beautiful today.
It is. Thank you so much. That's Supervisor Susan Gorin here on KSRO. We're going to take a quick break and come back to talk about retail business further with the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.